It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Joe Biden answers questions Thursday night on CNN in a town hall as he tries to get Americans on board with his legislative agenda, currently suffering under his own party's self-inflicted wounds. Biden will also certainly address the coronavirus pandemic and new programs for booster shots and immunizing children from 5 to 11. Even with all that and the other big issues on the table, I'm hoping the president comes out forcefully exposing the Republican scheme to take control of our elections on our way toward an authoritarian state. A bit of history. As recently as 2006, the Voting Rights Act was reauthorized by the Senate 98-0 for 25 years. That should have protected us through 2031. But in 2013, the Supreme Court began whittling away those protections, gutting Section 5, thereby removing the preclearance requirement for previously offending jurisdictions to seek approval in advance of any changes made to their voting rules. Well, on Wednesday, Senate Republicans filibustered the Freedom to Vote Act. The new legislation would override these new voting restrictions that Republicans are enacting in states they control that would allow them to change the election results if they don't like the outcome. That's an oversimplification, but it is accurate. If this assault on our right to vote isn't addressed, we are at risk of the end of this democracy as we know it. Seriously. The House is voting Thursday on whether to hold Steve Bannon, a longtime ally and aide to the former guy, in contempt of Congress after he defied a subpoena from the committee investigating the violent January 6th Capitol insurrection. Once the House approves the contempt resolution, it'll be sent to the Justice Department. Channing Phillips, the acting U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, and other DOJ officials will decide whether or not to bring criminal contempt charges against Bannon. But that could take months to play out, which, of course, is exactly what the insurrectionists want. Democrats, though, know that they must do something to protect Congress's oversight responsibilities. On a related note, Attorney General Merrick Garland will testify also Thursday at an oversight hearing of the House Judiciary Committee. So we expect questions about Bannon and the DOJ's prosecution of January 6 defendants. More than 600 people have been charged in the attack so far, with more expected in the coming months. So as President Biden tries to salvage something from the deal that's being sabotaged by two senators from his own party, on Wednesday he floated a new top amount of $2 trillion. That's down from $3.5 trillion over 10 years, and new plans to pay for it, shelving the proposed big increase in corporate tax rates because Kyrsten Sinema wouldn't go along with those. In its place, a new billionaire's tax on investment gains of the wealthiest Americans. The White House is also reviving the idea of a minimum corporate tax rate, similar to the 15% rate that Biden had proposed earlier this year. That would apply even to companies that say they had no taxable income, a frequent target of the president who complains that they pay zero in taxes. And courtesy of Joe Manchin, the major part of the legislation that deals with climate change appears to be dead. The West Virginia senator, who made a fortune from his coal industry holdings, is staunchly opposed to the $150 billion clean electricity plan that was supposed to be the foundation of the president's transition to clean energy. That's not good news for President Biden, who'd really like to have something done on climate before he leaves for Scotland next week, headed for the United Nations COP26 climate summit. Biden says entering the summit without something to show for his pledge to dramatically reduce the nation's greenhouse gas emissions would damage America's credibility. You think? Moving on to COVID. There's a lot happening. The FDA authorized booster shots of the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines on Wednesday and officially gave the go-ahead for mix-and-match boosters among all three of the authorized vaccines. If the CDC signs off on those recommendations, as they're expected to do, new boosters could be available within days. And the plan to inoculate children ages 5 to 11 could get off the ground very soon. Netflix employees walked out of the streaming services office in Los Angeles on Wednesday in a protest against the company's support of Dave Chappelle's new comedy special, The Closer, which certainly does include transphobic material. those workers were joined by other supporters in a rally outside of the company's headquarters. And he just can't help himself. 9 months after being removed from social media for his role in inciting the January 6th insurrection, the former guy said Wednesday that he's launching a new media company with its own social media platform. The ironically named Truth Social app will allegedly have a soft launch next month. It also plans a video on demand service, TMTG Plus, that they claim will rival Netflix, Disney Plus, and the other major streaming services. Alrighty then. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.